It's Tuesday, the 14th of January, and I'm Tonata Kadila with your 1 p.m. news. With the Ministry of Education, Arts and Culture having today released the national examination results, we've touched base with our reporter, Josia Shiweda, who's at the Ministry of Education, Arts and Culture currently as they announce some of those results. And he's got a list of which are the top performing high schools in Namibia.
Thank you very much, Donata, for making time to talk to me. I'm currently at the Ministry of Education, Arts and Culture head office in Windhoek, where the Minister Anangi Pondoka have actually shared with us some of the top 10 school performers. Number one goes to Rikonga Missionary Mission School. Number two goes to Onawa Senior Secondary School. The third one that has improved is actually Ruakana, that came from position 16 to number 3 in the list. Reverend Rosa Shikongo also, which came from number 2 to 4, which means that it has dropped. Delta Senior School is number 5 on the list. Negumbo Senior Secondary School, that also came from position 64 to number 6 last year. And the seventh one is Nuyoma Secondary School, from 38 to 7. Ekulo Senior Secondary School actually came from 13 and is now at the 8th position. Obviously, from number 9, then we have the Commerce Region, which is the Windhoek High School, that was at position number 5 last year, but currently has moved down to position number 9. And number 10, we have Zakaria Shikudule Combined School, which was position 45 last year. This year, it has moved or taken position of number 10. So the minister also did touch on some of the private schools. She's currently just giving the top 10 performers in terms of private schools right now.
Inflation decreased in December 2024 to 3.4% year-on-year, down from 5.3% in 2023. The decline was mainly due to lower food and transport prices, although higher housing and utility costs partially offset the drop. That's according to FNB economist Helena Mboti, who further explains.
Core inflation remained steady at 3.8%, indicating persistent pressures outside of food and energy. On a monthly basis, we also noted that inflation rose slightly to 3.4%, driven by higher food and transport costs, coming from 3.0% in November, also indicating persistent inflationary pressure. Therefore, looking ahead, we expect inflation to continue rising to 3.6% in January 2025, but remain around 4% in December 2025, with risks mainly tied to rising oil prices. However, inflation could stay below 4% for most of 2025, especially if global oil prices and geopolitical tensions remain contained.
Namibia has emerged as a leader in renewable energy in Africa, ranking second on the continent and 68th globally in the 2024 Energy Transition Index published by Statista. The index evaluates countries based on their energy system's efficiency and readiness to adopt cleaner energy sources such as solar, wind and hydropower. Publisher Namibia Mining and Energy reports that Morocco leads Africa, placing 65th globally, followed by Namibia and Kenya at 70. In Stilfontein, South Africa, 8 more illegal miners were rescued from a disused shaft, while rescue experts recovered 9 bodies and 26 miners emerged alive the previous day. According to the BBC, disturbing videos have revealed the harsh conditions faced by these miners known as Zama Zamas, who have been living underground since a police crackdown on illicit mining began last year. Over 100 Zama Zamas are reported to have died underground since the operation began. Staying on the continent, Mozambican lawmakers have elected Margarida Talapa as the new parliamentary speaker on Monday, as opposition parties snubbed the ceremony in protest of the disputed October elections. And at a time when online hate speech and misinformation are on the rise, one of the missions of the UN Education and Culture Agency, UNESCO, has been to propose pathways for more effective social media platform governance. Chief of Freedom of Expression and Safety for Journalists at UNESCO, Guilherme Canela.
The debate should be a fair one. We need to make the effort to understand the comprehensive meaning of freedom of expression. So in our discussions with the companies and other stakeholders, we are always highlighting that. For the universal system of human rights, freedom of expression is what is there in the Article 19 of the Universal Declaration, and is defined by three verbs: the right to impart information, ideas, but also the right to seek and receive. And at the end of the day, we need to make sure that the more expression we have that is verified, that is accurate, the more discussions we have.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.